Hi, I'm Mary Cross and welcome to the Building Bliss podcast. Today we've got a very special episode because we've just been doing a podcast workshop with some young women from the Youth Federation and we've been brainstorming, coming up with ideas, and each of them have come up with their own idea of what they'd like to do a podcast about. So first we've got you. I have to not use names to protect identity, so sorry for calling you you.
Sorry.
But welcome to the podcast. So your idea that you came up with was to talk about ADHD and anxiety in school.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with that idea?
I've got obviously additional needs and have support for that in school. So I've got ADHD and autism. We have obviously sections in school that will help out with that, but a lot of people don't understand that they're not the only people like struggling with it. So I myself for a good 3 years thought, no one understands, like I'd say to them all the time, no one gets it, everyone just keeps asking questions but I don't know how to answer them. And it's a lot for people to deal with when they feel like they're by themselves and don't, like, they can't, with me, and I know a lot of people can't express what's making them feel that way, they don't understand how, like, making them feel that way. Like, when it comes to ADHD, like, anxiety can push more, like, more against it when you've got ADHD as well, making things, like, seem a lot harder. Because with ADHD, I feel a part of anxiety comes with that already, but having it additionally on top just makes it feel like a lot more pressure. And, like, I know for a while I stopped going to school because I was being bullied for, like, not being the same as everyone else. And a lot of the time, it's hard to keep friendships with people. So, like, I couldn't count how many times I've had arguments with friends, but it's like, with me, when it comes to apologies and being, fixing things, I'm not that type of person. And I've lost friends for it, but you've kind of got to be your own person. And if people don't like you for that, then they shouldn't be the ones not being nice to you about it. They should be the ones that walk out of your life, and they should be the ones that kind of keep to their own. Not like, you should be around people not like you, but people that kind of understand more. Yeah. And like, sort of see you as your own person, not just trying to fit in with everyone else.
Yeah, because everybody struggles at school, don't they? Especially as teenagers. Yeah. And I think perhaps what your podcast would help do is for other people to understand what you're going through, because until we understand, we can't always empathize, can we?
Yeah, it's important for people to know that, like, they're not the only people going through it. Like, there'll be me here today that struggles with school, like, doesn't go into lessons sometimes because of anxiety and things, and there'll be someone in my school that's not the exact same, but there could be someone in another country that's feeling the exact same way that I am, and they would, like, they'll think the same, that they're alone, that no one is going through the same stuff they are. But in reality, there's always going to be someone or something going on around you that could be worse or could be the same. Or, like, I could be going through the same things as someone that doesn't struggle with ADHD, but because when it comes to ADHD, you take things more to heart, and, like, it's hard to explain, but say, like, if someone got told off by their parents, they would just be like, oh, being amused on the doors, maybe. Whereas when it comes to people with ADHD, when it comes to me, I feel like I've almost disappointed my parents, and I get more overwhelmed and upset about it, and I don't really know what to do and how to cope. But it just depends for each person for their own.
Yeah, and it's hard enough being a teenager as it is. I mean, it's a long time since I've been a teenager, but I know it's hard, and I've got teenage children, so I understand their struggles. And I know even for my daughter who has ADHD, she has, I think it's called rejection sensitivity dysphoria. So like you just said there, it's not just someone shouting at you or telling you off. That's a really big thing to you that really gets you right in the heart. And then it's difficult to get back from it, isn't it? Yeah.
I know I struggle a lot with my parents. I struggle when I get, like, arguments, things happen at school and I'll get in trouble and then I have to go home and deal with it. And I'm like, well, I've already been told off at school, so why am I getting told off here? Like, it's kind of just like, and even like in school when like you're in a lesson, you'll be talking, you'll get told off, you always feel like you're the more targeted person, because with ADHD you don't realize as much that you're like, I could be talking and then I could stop for like what would feel like 20 minutes to me, but it could be like 5 minutes. You're like, I literally just told you to stop talking. I was like, right,
yeah, but you've got no concept of time, have
you? No, you just get distracted and forget.
Yeah,
because like if someone's talking to you, you're gonna be like, ooh, what's this about?
Yeah.
But you just never can like fully focus on one thing. That's why, like with me, I always like to be sat at the back of the class because I'm not distracted by people like behind me and like want to turn around and talk.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll just wait for you.
Well, I think it's important to get your message out so that schools and other people and employers understand what adjustments they could actually make to make it a level playing field for you, because it's not fair, is it? It's not equal. You're not on an equal footing with other people.
I feel like there's a lot of like teachers, especially in schools, that don't really like understand. Like, there's half the teachers in my school probably don't even know that I struggle with ADHD.
Mm.
Like, because they don't check things. They don't like try to make an effort about it. Like, don't get me wrong, there'll be some teachers that are lovely and really do, but like they need to like kind of understand more that like instead of being so snappy with people straight away, with people with ADHD, they kind of like need to understand that being more lenient is kind of the way to go, because otherwise it's going to make them more overwhelmed, and then it's just going to cause a big riot in the middle of the classroom, which no one needs.
No, and it's understanding that, isn't it? So hopefully that will really help. So you've come up with some really good questions, which your podcast will be based around, which I'm going to ask you. So I think we've kind of covered your first one, which was how was your time at school? Because I think you've explained that quite well. So you talk obviously about anxiety. So you've got an overlapping anxiety as well that comes with your ADHD. So how do you deal with that?
I didn't deal with it for a really long time. I just kind of like, so I'd used to be in school and I used to like refuse to go to my lessons. I'd walk around messaging my mum saying, I don't want to be here. I need to come home. I can't cope. I can't breathe. And my mum at some stage did just used to come and pick me up, take me home, until we had a meeting with the Senko leader, and then we kind of got a plan sorted in place that I was to go to a specific room in sixth form when I was feeling that way, but I could only use it for a certain amount of time, which obviously didn't help, because there would be sometimes where lessons I couldn't cope because there'd be people in there, or like there'd be something I didn't understand and I was afraid of asking for help because I didn't want to be like the only person that didn't understand. So it was really difficult, but I think as time went on, like I got like there's sweets you can get, like gummies to help with anxiety.
Yeah.
And I've kind of just learned that I just need to go in there, and then if it is as bad as I think, then I can just take myself away from it. Like, I'm never gonna be able to get over it if I don't go in there. Like, if I need to leave, I can.
Yeah.
But and that's what I need to realise, that I can go in there and I can still leave if I need to. I'm not just stuck in there if something goes wrong.
Yeah, so you've learned those strategies that are really going to help you. So, and is it quite a big problem at school? Like, are there other people that are also facing those challenges?
There's quite a few people. There was one girl that I used to be really close with, and we both used to like never go to an English lesson because we just couldn't cope with the people in there. We've always felt targeted by the teachers. Until we got moved, and then it took ages, but we got moved English classes like by our parents' request, and then we've kind of like grown from that now.
Yeah, and it is, I do think it's unfortunate that unfortunately your children with ADHD do get targeted by teachers. They're the first to get told off, the first to say, stop talking, it must be you.
Yeah, who's like it's like causing, I can hear your voice over everyone else's, but like, and then they'll be like, well, it weren't me.
Yeah,
and it just causes arguments instead. Like, what some of my teachers do understand, and they'll be like, they'll come over and crouch down and talk to me and be like, can you just be quiet whilst we go over this? And then you can talk again or whatever. But there's some teachers that just pick on you in front of everyone, you just like get in a mood.
Which is the worst thing possible, isn't it? So we've ticked off one of your questions there. So what would you like to do with your future then? So you're 15 now, doing your GCSEs.
Yeah. I'm really like interested in art, and obviously I do animal welfare because I'm in an SEN need form. So I'm going to receive college so I can do animal work there. Hopefully I want to go into being a vet, but I also want to have art degree as my backup in case obviously I go there, I don't enjoy it, or like I just want to take a different path.
It's a long qualification, isn't it, being a vet?
And obviously with ADHD, like the patience for that does take a lot, but I want to try my hardest to get there because I've done this course for a reason. But I would still want to be able to have art as my backup because that's something else I really enjoy, but I also don't want it to feel like a chore because it's something like what I want to do.
Yeah. And do you feel, do animals make you feel more relaxed?
Yeah, definitely. Like I've grew up around animals. Like, my grandparents have had two bull mastiffs, my auntie and uncle have two Dobermans, I've got a Frenchie, and I've got like gerbils, we've had hamsters, we've had everything really. It's just kind of like, if I didn't have animals around, it'd be like kind of just like abnormal to me. I wouldn't be used to it.
And do you like animals because you feel they don't judge you perhaps as much as
that
humans
do? That, and also they're just really soft. Like, if I if I go through like a really hard time and I'm like crying and everything, my dog will just come cuddle with me and watch Netflix with me. Like, she'll actually watch the TV, but
yeah, they know, don't they? Yeah, I mean, they dogs do. Are amazing. You can get a lot of service dogs now, right? Yeah. For autism and ADHD, who they know, they sense when you're down, which I think is amazing. So your last question is, do you feel you've had a disadvantage? I'm going to ask a slightly different question, if you don't mind.
It's fine.
Do you think that actually some of your ADHD traits could be classed as superpowers?
I think, like, in a way, they could be. Like, it's hard to explain, but, like, when it comes to being in lessons and stuff, I feel like it is quite a disadvantage not being able to focus on things. But I know in the future, actually, like, when it comes to like things of like ADHD and autism, I find that them specific people have quite skills in like a specific thing. Like, so there's a young boy in my art class, and he struggles really badly with autism, but actually he's amazing at art, and he like really is focused on that. And there's a few other kids that like have behavioural issues, but when they really put their head down, like, they can be amazing. They are they're really smart.
Yeah, they're hyper focused, isn't it? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think I know that you see the world differently, and that's what we need to actually make the world a better place, is come up with different ways of looking.
I feel like with ADHD, you see things a lot of people don't see. Like, you see, like, there's a few people I know that can be bullies at my school, but I also see them when they're at tough times. Yeah. Like, some of them people have bullied me, and there was a girl that bullied me for quite a while. She was crying her eyes out once, and I seen it, and I just gave her a hug. I don't care if she didn't like me, because that's what someone needs when they feel like that.
Yeah.
They need someone there for them. Like, and honestly, a lot of time it can be someone that you doesn't know you well that you need there, because they can't judge you because they hardly know you.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great message, and I think that your podcast has got the power to help a lot of people. So hopefully we'll look forward to seeing your first few episodes. So thank you for your answers today.
Sorry.
And thanks for being on this podcast.